Hello, world. This is Wichita. Wichita Eagle, the leading newspaper of the great Southwest since 1872, once again opens its rich storehouse of history to bring you another story of your city and mine. Come along with us on a little trip down memory lane. We invite you to listen to This is Wichita. Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowe, opens our program tonight with Loyal Legion. One of the first duties of a good newspaper is service to its subscribers and to the community which it serves. Today, the Wichita Eagle is assisting newcomers in finding homes and lodging. Just look in the Eagle classified rental section, and remember, you can always call the Eagle office for any additional information you wish to obtain. Every morning and every evening, the Wichita Eagle comes to your home. The Morning Eagle is the only newspaper published in Wichita that can give you the latest possible sports news and stock reports at the earliest possible time. And the Evening Eagle brings you the latest news of the day. You pay just 20 cents per week for both the Morning and Evening Eagle and the huge Sunday edition. Read the Eagle, the newspaper for every member of your family. Tonight, we raise the curtain on another drama taken from the back files of the Wichita Eagle. Tonight, we present the story of Wichitans with Wings. The time is the early part of 1919. The Wichita Eagle has just completed a long cycle of dramatic stories of a war-torn world. For months, tragedy has covered every page of the Eagle, but now the armistice is signed, and soon the boys will be coming back from France. A huge white Victory Arch stands at the corner of Douglas and Lawrence, now known as Broadway. In almost every home in Wichita, there is great rejoicing for the boys who are coming back. Plans for a huge victory parade are well underway. Soon, soon, the boys will come marching home.
Oh, here's what he writes. Just listen to this. Soon, 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 dearest, I'll be home. I'm writing this from the station. We'll be in Wichita in just a few days. I keep saying, soon, 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 I'll be coming home. I've said that for months, ever since this blasted war got over. But now the time is closer, my precious one. Soon, soon I'll hold you in my arms. Soon, soon I'll kiss you till your ears turn red. Soon, soon you'll be my wife. Love to everyone, Johnny. P.S. Tell Grandma Smith to have plenty of fried chicken.
Oh, he knows I will.
And tell Grandpa.
Huh? Does he mention me?
Yes, right at the last.
What'd you say?
Well, listen. Oh, this is cute.
Well, what is it? Wonder if he brought me the Kaiser's helmet.
He doesn't say, but he... Oh, how well he knows you.
Well, he ought to know me. Ain't I his granddad? Doggone it, Joey. Don't plague me. Tell me what he said.
He says, tell Granddad I want a big drink of bootleg moonshine whiskey. I know Prohibition is on, but I'll bet the old boy still has his little nib.
Johnny must be a-joking. He never drank before he went away.
Bet he did a lot of things he never do around here. A young feller can't go through the army without doing a few things. Guess I'd know.
Now, look here, Paul. If you're trying to insinuate that our Johnny got mixed up with any of those wild French females, you're just...
I ain't a-saying he did, and I ain't a-saying he didn't, but I've heard tell that them little French gals were lollipop.
For shame, Paul. That's no way to talk in front of Joe.
Oh, that's all right, Grandma Smith. I'm not worried about Johnny.
Well, I am. I just can't help it. All those awful months he's been away over in France and all the things he's done. The war, the excitement. Oh, I hope it hasn't changed him.
I'm sure it hasn't. I just know it hasn't. Johnny's still the sweet, adorable boy he was when he went away. And he still loves me. He still feels the same. Still talks the same. Looks the same.
I hope so. Johnny was always a sweet boy. Grandpa and I raised him ever since he was just a little baby. We've been the only parents he's known.
Yeah, and I ain't worried about him. He'll be all right.
You bet he will, Grandpa. Well, look, there's Virginia. She's coming over here.
My, for what's she running for?
She has a letter or paper or something in her hand. I know. I'll bet she's heard from Jerry. He's coming home, too. Johnny and Jerry were both in the same outfit.
Quick, Grandpa, open the door for her. Come on, move.
Oh, Grandpa Smith, Jerry's coming back. I just got the letter.
Wonderful.
He wrote it at the station. Oh, my Jerry's coming back.
Yeah, we know all that. Jerry here just got one from Johnny, too.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? Wonderful. Do you folks mind if I go to the station with you? Mother is ill, you know, and she can't go, so if you don't...
Why, of course not, Virginia.
Oh, thank
you. We'll all just get ourselves together and be down at the Union Station.
Yeah, and we want to get there early, too.
That's
fair place is going to be jammed with folks.
Oh, I know it. Oh, I can hardly wait. Aren't you excited,
Joy? Oh, yes.
You should have seen her when she got that letter from our Johnny boy.
I wonder if they changed much. Do you think that way sometimes, Joy? Last night, I thought about it. I tried to think of the way Jerry smiled and the way he laughed. I just thought to myself that I'd die if he were changed or different.
Don't worry, he won't be. Neither one of them will be changed. They just couldn't be.
Oh, I hope you're right. Do you think you'll be able to pick Johnny out of the crowd?
Drink it. I know it.
Train. She's up in the north end now. She's a-coming. Strike up the band. The boys are coming home.
I'm trying to get through here. Father,
good night. Good boy. Well, where's Mousie? Charlie, where's Johnny? I can't find him. Look for him, Paul.
I'm looking for him, Ma. I'm looking. George, can you see him?
No, not yet, but he's here someplace. I'll find him. I'll find him.
Don't seem. Let's find Virginia. Maybe Jerry knows where Johnny is.
Oh, do you suppose he missed the train?
And Daddy, you suppose he did? Hello, Grandma.
Oh, Johnny, where'd you come from?
I slipped up on you that time, old girl. Good old Johnny. Army tactics, you know. Surprise the enemy from the rear.
Oh, Johnny, my boy, boy.
Granny, God bless you. It's good to see you.
Johnny, doggone it, boy, you're looking great.
And so are you, Granddad. So are you. Say, where's that?
Joey?
Yeah.
She went to look for you. She went over to that coach.
Oh. Here she comes. Joey, here he is. Here he is, right here.
Oh, I've got to get over. Oh, Joey.
Joy, my little sweet boy. The little gal from next door. Oh, God bless her. Gosh, she's even got the same freckles on her nose.
Oh, Johnny. Oh, let me look at you.
No, let me look at you. Oh, gosh, you're sweet. I could crush you to death.
Oh, it almost takes my breath away.
Oh, so you and I used to be unhugged, huh? Is that it?
Oh, Johnny. Let me look at you. Let me look at you. Oh, Johnny, you're not changed. You're not changed at all.
Joy.
Yes, Johnny?
That time when I came back and you saw me at the Union Station. Remember what you said?
Oh, I was too happy to remember very much, Johnny.
But I do. You looked at me and you said, Johnny, you're not changed. You're not changed at all.
Yes, I remember.
Well, you were wrong, Joy. All...
What?
All wrong.
You mean you have changed?
I think I have. I guess it wouldn't be noticeable right at first. The excitement of coming home and everybody treating you like a hero.
You're
and,
still my hero, Johnny.
And the band's playing and all the folks dying to hear you tell about the big fight. Now it's all over. Fun's turned off. This is a slow-pokey little hick town when you look at it. Ever noticed that?
It's a great little town, Johnny.
Sure. It's all right. Same old streets, same old buildings. Park's the same, the river's the same. Grandpa's the same, so's Grandma. They're cooking and...
Johnny, don't look at me that way.
Huh?
Oh, Johnny.
No, I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry. Listen, kid, we're going to be married. Soon. Real soon. Oh, this'll all pass. The fellow's got to settle down. Got to get off the thrill wagon. I'll be all right, but let's get married, Joy. Soon. Real soon.
So we've been married almost 3 months. They've been rather torturous months for me, Virginia. I don't know why I'm telling you this.
Oh, I'm glad you're telling me. Because it's been a little like that with Jerry and me. But Jerry snapping out of here.
Yes.
I guess quite a few of the boys found it hard to settle down right at first. Jerry and Johnny are no different.
Oh, but Johnny just...
Yes, I know. He has it a little worse than the others. But he'll get over his unrest. He'll begin to find an interest in something here in the town.
Oh, I hope so. I want him to be happy. I thought after we were married that I thought maybe I could...
Oh, don't feel that way about it, Joy. Just give him time. After all, a man can't fight a big war like he did and just suddenly drop it all. Pick up the quiet threads, the pattern of life. He has to lead here. Thank you.
Virginia, we finally got it. Listen, darling, this is the real thing. Something I've been wanting to do ever since the war.
Jerry, tell me about it. What is it? Something you really like
to
do?
Yeah, airplanes, honey. That's my life. That's Johnny's, too. Said, you know what some guys are doing in this town?
No, what?
They're building airplanes. Yeah, making them right here. Making them here and flying them. Saying that's something.
Airplanes? Building them?
Yeah, sure. You know where the Phillips and Easton Supply Company store is over on South Wichita Street? Well, they're building it over that store. Matty Laird designed the ship, and Bert Jones and William Burke, they're all in on it.
What do you know?
Really going to be something, but... Oh, don't you see, Jenny, this is it. It for me.
Oh,
I've got something I really want to do. Gosh, you know, I've read everything I can get my hands on and know all about that stuff. I like the mechanical end, the designing end of it, too. Say, you know, that Matty Laird's a smart bird.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll say, he's got an idea for a plane he's going to call the Swallow, and oh, is it a plane. And you know what?
No, what?
Well, Matty says this town could be a big airplane manufacturing town. This is wonderful country for aviation. This town's got everything to offer it. Why, honey, you may be living right in the air capital of the United States.
Oh,
what do you think of that?
Oh, it's wonderful, Jerry, wonderful. I'm so happy for you, darling. Is Johnny interested, too?
Oh, you bet your life he is. What, anything as thrilling as aviation, him not go for it? Say, he's even nuttier on the subject than I am. Hey, listen, they're coming over in a little while. I thought we'd all have dinner together and talk things over.
That's grand. Has Johnny told Joey about it yet?
Oh, sure. I think so. Hey, there they are now. Oh, I'll let them in and you go out and get some of that corn. We've got to pour a drink on this.
That's just terrible.
Well, come on in, Johnny, you old buzzard. Hiya, Joy. Come on in,
Johnny.
Well, sure I do, and there's more of me.
Hey, Jerry, I got a blueprint of a new type of wing I want to show you. I thought up the idea myself.
Oh, swell. Maybe we can get Matty Laird to look it over.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy for both of you thrill chasers. Say, where's Virginia?
Oh, she's out in the kitchen fixing a drink. Oh, here she is. Hurry up, honey. Come on in.
With the poison. Oh, Joy, isn't that wonderful? These two of at last found something they like to do.
Oh, it's the happiest day in my life. It's extra happy for me.
Well, let's have a drink on that one, huh? Here's
Wait a minute. I'm going to have to pass by again.
Huh? How come? What's the matter, Joy? One won't hurt you.
Perhaps not, but it might hurt someone you're going to be very fond of.
Why, that's silly. That's a... Huh?
Joy, what do you mean?
Well, while you're drinking that little toast to your future in aviation, drink a little toast to a future aviator. His father's name is...
Joy.
Oh, Joy, that's wonderful.
Gosh, that's really something to drink a toast to.
There they are. See him up there, Sonny? Two planes, and one of them being run by your dad. Yes, sir, all by your dad.
Oh, that's the baby to understand what you said.
Why not? I bet he does. I bet he knows every word I'm saying. Look up there, honey. See your dad in that plane?
Grandpa, you can't see that far, and the sun's really dark. Joey, take the baby away from Pa. Joy, what are you looking at?
Johnny's plane, Grandma. Oh, I wish he wouldn't do that.
Do what?
Oh, he's all right, Joy. He just stunned
me. But why does Johnny take all the crazy risks? Jerry doesn't do that with a plane.
Why, if Johnny wouldn't do so many stunts?
Wish I could do them. Bet that's fun.
Wouldn't be fun if he crashed. He almost crashed a week ago. Oh, Virginia, I thought you said you were going to ask Jerry to talk to him.
He did. He told Johnny he didn't want the risks to take him.
And what did Johnny say?
Yeah. Oh, it's all right, Joey. Johnny likes excitement.
Then Johnny's going out with that plane. He's going to take the job anyway. Is that what you're trying to tell?
Well, I guess so. Oh, look. He's heading straight for the ground.
Oh, no, Johnny, please. Oh, no.
He's all right.
Oh, mercy.
Did you see your dad do that, Sonny?
Yes, did you see it, Sonny? Did you see your father nearly try to kill himself? Look up. Look at him. Look at the man who can never be happy unless he's riding for a thrill. Look at him. Take a long look at a man who's gone thrill mad.
Johnny. I got to talk to you one more time, and then I'm going to give up.
Ah, save it, Jerry. I don't want any election. Give me that bottle.
Oh, Johnny, haven't you got any sense? You don't want to drink this stuff.
Give me that bottle, I said.
All right, there you are.
Thanks. Ah, that's better.
Now, listen, Johnny, what do you want to do this for? You got to give up this stunting idea with flying circus. That's not the kind of aviation with a future.
Ah, save it, Jerry. Future. What's that mean?
Well, it ought to mean a lot to you. If not for yourself, for your wife, and for that swell little youngster you got.
Joey asked you to make this little speech to me?
Never mind that. What's driving you on like this, Johnny? What's wrong with you? Seems like the only time you're happy is when you're up there in the air trying to do everything to break your darn neck.
That's the fun of it. The thrill of it.
Oh, but you got to settle down sometime, Johnny. Listen, this town's going places in aviation. Commercial aviation's going to be the biggest future.
There it goes again. The future.
Well, why not? I'm looking forward to the time when there'll be plenty of big factories here. We've already got a start. We're in on the ground floor. Oh, Johnny, put some value on these planes you fly. Put some value on the things they can do. Forget about this circus
what
stuff.
What for? It's all the fun I got out of them, the fun of flying and stuff.
But why, Johnny, why?
Why? Yeah, you should ask that. Didn't you go through the same life I did over there in France? Didn't it do anything to you? You think I'm ever going to be the same? Oh, I think a fella can get all geared up the way we did and then just come back to normal. Oh, don't blame me. Blame the ones that sent me over
Listen,
there.
Listen, Johnny, cut that talk. Oh, you poor spineless baby. You think you're the only one who had to get adjusted back to civil life? You think it's impossible? Oh, you're crazy. Sure, you feel a little different. People can't go through great changes like that without changing a little. But real stuff never changes. Don't give me that whine about the army changing you. I went through it. Sure, things seemed dull for a while. Sure, I had to get back to the old even keel, but I did. So have thousands of others. The army didn't change you. You've always been that way. Now fight out of there. If you're the man I think you are, if you're man enough and sane enough, you'll hit the right level. And if not, God help you, go the way of all fools. And nobody's to blame but yourself.
Jerry, have you seen Johnny?
Why, I talked to him a few minutes ago. He went out there kind of mad. I told him a few things, and I guess he went up in the plane to
the
cool
plane.
Up.
The plane? Oh!
Well, what's the matter?
Grandma put the baby in the cockpit. He was asleep. Oh, maybe Johnny didn't know he was there.
Oh, gosh, it could be. Johnny was pretty sore. He might have gone up to stunt him.
Oh, Jerry, if he doesn't know.
Hey, listen. That's his plane over there.
Joey, did you find out? Johnny must be up there with the baby.
Oh, Jerry, what if he doesn't know? What if...
It's easy enough for him not to know. Why, he couldn't even hear that baby cry. I've got to get up there. I've got to give him a signal. If he tries to
hurry, please.
Come on, Grandpa. You've got to try to twist that propeller. There's no one else around.
I can do her getting that plane.
Oh, look. He's starting to loop. Oh, Johnny, no, please.
Wait a minute. He did go into that loop. He's living around.
Maybe he saw the baby.
He's not going to try anything. He's coming down. He's coming down smooth.
Are you sure?
Sure, that's what he's going to do. He's going to make a land. He's seen the baby. I know he has. Here he comes in now.
The baby, is he all right? Where is he?
Sure, he's all right. You put him in there.
Oh, Granddad, did I didn't know.
I didn't even see him until I started it. Oh, just another second.
Let's not talk about it. Oh, Mother's baby. He's all right. He's all right. He isn't even crying.
No, he just held on there and looked right at me. Oh, gosh, honey. He loves these planes. Why, well, I'll bet you in no time he'll be able to outfly his old man.
And I'll tell you he'll have more sense than his old man has.
Maybe, Jerry. Maybe, but his old man's kind of getting wise, too. Thanks for that little talk, Jerry. I'm even glad Granddad put the kid in the plane. Things worked out just right. It didn't take me long to come down. I saw the kid there. But I did do a lot of thinking. Now, listen, Joey. You needn't worry about me anymore. We'll forget that flying circus and all this crazy stunting.
Oh, Johnny, will
you? You bet your life I will. Say, there's another way of getting thrills. It's seeing a kid like mine take to those planes the way he does. Say, by the time he gets grown up, aviation will really be something around here, too.
You said it, Johnny. Listen, this second generation of flyers will really see big stuff in aviation.
That's right, son. Speak right up. You're going to see big stuff when you start flying.
Oh,
And indeed, the second generation of flying Wichitans have seen a truly golden era dawn for this city and for the nation. The Wichita Eagle proudly salutes the many Wichitans of 1919 and 1920 who had a hand in the development of a great industry for this city. You have been listening to another episode in the story of Your City and Mine. Every Friday evening, the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family, brings you a drama inspired by the many stories the Eagle has written since 1872. Now this is Larry Stanley inviting you to listen again next Friday to another chapter of This is Wichita.